Sunday Satsang, May 3rd, 2020, Lockdown Sangha. I have a few questions from devotees. One devotee asked, I read repeatedly that the Braja Gopis, when they're separated from Krishna, they still feel bliss in the heart. My question is, how can one feel pain? How can one feel the pain of separation and simultaneously feel bliss? So this is the question. How the Gopis are feeling the pain of separation and anxiety of separation, yet they're also blissful. How is that? Because two incompatible things can't coexist simultaneously. How can you, this is our material experience, you can't feel happy and sad at the same time. So this is, of course, inconceivable to our material minds and senses. But this transcendental phenomenon is like that. The main point is that the gopis, Radharani and the gopis are Nitya-Rupa-Daya Kalabi. They're all expansions of Krishna's Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti is the bliss potency of Krishna, the potency to make one blissful, happy. Is Aladini, like Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad. So Radharani is the embodiment of the Ladini Shakti. She's the personification of Ladini Shakti. And the Sakis and Gopis, they're all expansions of Radharani's body. So they're also Ladini Shakti embodiments. So the nature of Ladini Shakti, it's pure bliss. It's delightful. It gives delight. It gives happiness. So in any situation, the gopis are going to be blissful. If they're with Krishna, they're blissful. If they're separated from Krishna, they're blissful. That's their very nature. They're made of bliss. So when they're separated from Krishna, they're experiencing a pain, a pain of his separation. Because they can't be directly with him. But in that separation, they also experience his presence. That's why they say in the spiritual realm, in his Madhurya Rati, the amorous love, amorous loving relationship of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, there's simultaneous union and separation and union. This is the inconceivability of Krishna and his parishats. Because this separation, they said they're feeling a pain of separation. But one of the types of separation is called prema-vaichitya. That's when you're direct, that's separation, you're directly having union, you're having sambhog. Radharani sitting on Krishna's lap in prema-sarovara near Barsana. And someone says, Madhusudan, the bee is gone. He's not coming back. He won't disturb you. And Radharani takes that Madhusudan to mean her lover, Krishna, Damodara Madhav, Shamsundar. And she starts crying and wailing, oh, where is Krishna gone? I miss him. I want to see him. And she's sitting on his lap. So she's having sambhog milan, direct union with Krishna, but she's feeling the pains of separation. But those pains of separation are actually another aspect of bliss. We can't understand how pain is bliss. They say ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. But we say pain is pain. No pain, no gain. But in the spiritual world, it's all bliss. It's made of, it's Satchidananda Dham. It's all made of Anand. It's Anand Dham, Anand Krishnavan, Anand Dham Vrindavan. Ajke Anandaki Jai. So there's a lot of some notes about this. Radharani's nature of her love and separation, another form of bliss. There's two kinds of this love and separation, modan and madan. Modan is found only in Radha's group, and modan develops into a mohan and separation. When Radharani separated from Krishna, one of the characteristics of this Mohan Bhava of Radharani, that's unique to Radharani, Radhi Ruta Mahabhav, the characteristics is Kanta Shlishte Morchana. Kanta Ashlishte Morchana, which means you're embracing your lover and you faint. Radha's Mohan Bhav makes Krishna faint even in the embrace of his consort. Ujjunilamani quotes a shlok from Padyavali. Krishna was enjoying the loving embrace of Rukmini in a palace in Dwarka. And at the same time, Radha was in grip of Mohan Bhav, intense love and separation. You know, the pain of love and separation from Krishna. Radharani was in Braj. But this had an immediate effect on Krishna far away in Dwarka. He suddenly remembered his amorous pastimes with Radha in the bowers of the bank of the Yamuna in Braj. And the sweet memories of those pastimes made him faint. So here is union and separation. Krishna's in Dwarka. Radharani's feeling his pain of separation. And Krishna feels that also he's in Dwarka. And suddenly that separation becomes union. Radha and Krishna have union. So now Radharani's pain of separation is alleviated by Sambhog Vilas and this Rati Vilas. And this Sambhog Rati Vilas, intimate and amorous exchange with Krishna so much. Radharani is overwhelming Krishna with her love. The Krishna faints in ecstasy. So he faints, he's in the arms of Rukmini and Dwarka, but he's remembering Radharani, and in his remembrance, that's for Krishna, means directly being with Radharani. Kanta Shishte Api Marchana. One other symptom of Radharani's Mohan Bhav is separation. Brahmanda Shobha Karitva. When Radharani is unhappy, it causes sorrow to the whole world. When Radha develops Mohan Bhav in her separation from Krishna, all the worlds, including Shrinivasa Vaikuntha, are struck with a unique wave of sorrow. This is Ujjalinilamani. It is a unique wave in the sense that it is essentially delightful. So it's a blissful sorrow, it's a happy misery. Because it arises from Radha, who is the embodiment of Ladini Shakti. Which the sole function of Ladini Shakti is to cause happiness to light. In mystic language, it is the sweet, bitter chalice of love, or poison and nectar. The very intensity of Radha's love and separation gives it an edge, which is pleasantly piercing and piercingly pleasant. Therefore, the wave of sorrow which it sends is pleasant, piercingly pleasant. Therefore, the wave of sorrow which it sends around the Brahmandas also has a dual character. Jiva Goswami says, although Mohan Bhav, this love and separation, is more or less a permanent feature of the love of Radha, it is only seldom that it acquires a characteristic of engulfing the Brahmandas with a sweet sorrow or the ecstasy of deprivation which she herself experiences. There's a shloka from Bhadyavali that says, even the animals living in the water of Yamuna, are the turtles inside of Yamuna start crying when they hear Radha crying in deep anguish or separation from Shyam. A little bit of thunder over here. Maybe some rain. So this is, we just have to accept it, that this is the fact, that the separation is bliss. I feel bliss in separation. Because in separation, this is called Vipralamba or Vira. Vipralamba has a feature called Vipralamba Visporti. And Anurag, when Anurag is the vision of the beloved in separation on the account, the intensity of prema and Anurag of the gopis. So when the gopis are feeling, when Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna, she sees Krishna in everything. And this vision is so vivid, they don't even for a moment doubt its validity. So he says, when Radha's with Krishna, she sees one Krishna in front of her, dancing with her, embracing her. When she's separated from Krishna, she sees Krishna in every direction. So seeing Krishna once in front of you in Sambhog, Milan, is very blissful. But if you see many Krishnas in all directions in separation, Vipralamba, it's manifold more bliss. So even in separation, there's divine bliss. This has to be experienced. Because oftentimes in separation, there's union. That's why I said there's union and separation, separation and union. Radharani sitting on Krishna's lap, that's union, and she feels separation due to some words or some sentence or some circumstance. Or you're separated from Krishna, hankering for his sporti or darshan or association, and suddenly he comes there and manifests himself. His darshan, saksa darshan, or just manifests himself. And then all your intensity of separation is dissolved by the sweet meeting of Krishna in a sporti or a sakshat darshan. Or in a dream, you can dream of Krishna. We're feeling separation from Krishna. We're crying our rounds. We're feeling a pain of separation from Krishna. And sometimes Krishna alleviates that separation. It appears in a dream. It's a very sweet dream. Radharani's there, Krishna, gopis, Guru Sakhi. And you're there in your siddhasarup, and you're just there and you have an interaction with them, and you wake up and you feel very blissful. So you went to sleep, you're feeling separation from Krishna, and you came and appeared in your dream. It's real. It's real appearance. So this is the separation. Vipralamba. Sambha, there's two sides of mother of amorous love, and both sides are made of bliss because they involve Radha and Krishna. They involve the object of bliss, Radharani, and the subject of bliss, Prema Shraya and Prema Vishaya. So Prema means Ladini Shakti, and Radharani is Mahabhav, supreme form of supreme form of love. So there's always bliss. There's bliss in separation, there's bliss in union. They say the bliss of separation nourishes the bliss of union. So it's said that there's two kinds of Sringhar Rati or Madhura Ras. Loving amorous love between Radha and Krishna. There's two varieties, two types. Love and separation, Vipralamba, and love and meeting and performing joyful transcendental pastimes together. So Vipralamba is a delightful emotion that manifests when the Nayak and Nayaka, hero and heroine, cannot fulfill their cherished and delightful longing for pastimes, such as embracing and kissing each other. Vipralamba separation can occur in any state, either during meeting, milan, or separation, viyog. It especially nourishes the mood of sambhog. So separation makes the heart grow fonder. It works there, it works here also. Vipralamba is also called virha or viyog. Viyog means no connection, at least into the body. So the question is asked, how does Vipralamba nourish the mood of sambhog? How does separation, how does the joy or the pain of separation nourish or increase the joy of meeting, Sambhava. If you have a cloth, you have a white cloth, and you dip it in color repeatedly in the same dye, it increases the brilliance of the color. Similarly, Vipralamba enhances the super excellent brilliance of Sambhog. Sambhog cannot develop fully without Vipralamba. Oh, that's some of the ideas here. I have some more notes here, another thing. It's hard to understand, we just accept it. And we see that Vipralamba Ras is not an independent phenomenon or a self-perfected Ras. It simply promotes and nourishes the mood of Sambhog. The variegatedness and variety of spiritual pastimes cannot be invoked to its fullest possible degree without Vipralamba. So Vipralamba serves a function, the separation mode. This separation is one of the types of separation. There's Purvarag and there's Premvaichitya and Pravasa and Man. One type of separation is Pravas, living in a faraway place like Mathura, Dwarka, not seeing for a long time. But the states of separation, Viraha, Vipralamba, they're in Prakat Lila, but in Aprakat Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, there's no separation of the Brajadevis from Srihari. He's eternally engaged in blissful Lila, such as Rasila. Krishna plays eternally with the gopas and gopis there in Aprakat Vrindavan. So the gopis that are experiencing pain of separation are in Prakat Lila and Bhoma Vrindavan, not in the spiritual world. And Aprakat, Goloka Vrindavan. The verb krida, plays, is in present tense. It's understood that Krishna's lilas are eternal. Therefore, in Aprakat lila of Goloka Vrindavan, there is no separation caused by Krishna making his residence in a distant place, the river Vas. Love and union, Sambhog, exists eternally there. So it's all's well, ends well. When you get to the spiritual world, you won't be crying in separation. You'll be crying in ecstasy, always being with Krishna. Nitya Sambhog. Sambhog means enjoying together. It's a wonderful bhav that arises from the rapture of Radha and Krishna's loving dealings. By seeing each other, talking to each other, touching each other, enjoying together. The object of this Sambhog Milan or Sambhog Prem enjoyment is solely to give pleasure to each other. There are two types of Sambhog enjoyment in meeting, Mukhi and Gona. And then it's all different degrees as described in Ujjala Nilamani. So that's, we can understand how they feel bliss when they're feeling pain and separation. The pain is they're not with Krishna. They're not able to offer Krishna their love and satisfy him. So that's why they feel pain. It's not that Krishna's causing them pain. They feel pain that I can't be with Krishna, offering the highest pleasure of their association. But while they're thinking, all the time they're separated, they're thinking of Krishna. When you're thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna, that's the source of bliss. As Krishna's rasa vaisa, loved anandi, rasa sa. Rasa is bliss, bliss is ras. Krishna's made of ras, rasa vaisa, and ras is made of bliss. So when they're remembering Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Rasika Shekhar, Akila Rasamurti Sham, all the gopis, all over, they're simultaneously feeling the pain of Krishna's absence, but they're simultaneously feeling the bliss of his presence in their heart and minds. So it's inconceivable. It's a chintya beta beta tattva, simultaneously one and different. They're simultaneously having oneness of meeting and simultaneously separated. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham.